The voice of Husker Nation is on the air. This is Hail Varsity Radio. Insight, opinion, expertise, along with the biggest names talking Nebraska sports. Join in with the show at 402-489-1240 or 1-800-825-5865. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Schmidt and Elijah Herbel.
Back into it. It's hour two. It's Hail Varsity. We're powered by Cornhead Lager. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel. We welcome in Husker Hall of Famer and two-time World Series champ in his baseball den, Jabba Chamberlain, with us. And Jabba, I think the term bullied is understood universally. Either you're the bully or you're being bullied. In this definition, we turn to the Nebraska bullpen as much of the same, man. Nebraska's bullpen called upon to do a job, and last weekend in Jersey wasn't good. It got tough to take last night for a lot of Nebraska fans with falling against in-state rival Creighton in dramatic fashion again, this time at Haymarket.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a kick in the gut after, you know, kind of, you know, trying to be a bounce back, and obviously the in-state too, I think kind of plays a factor into that too, how, you know, it kind of just a gut punch as you had a lead, and we saw we had leads during the weekend, and how everything kind of just played itself out. And I think, you know, that's one of those things where that's what midweeks are for, is to get that bounce back, and you start playing some of these, you know, big midweek aspects of, okay, you know, we got to start off if we have a rough stretch coming, or if we're going through a rough stretch, this is a chance to bring us back. And I think it's kind of played itself out to where we've seen what it's become. And, you know, it's not by lack of effort, that's for dang sure. But it's also where, you know, we got to figure these out, because those are big wins. Those are big momentum games. And, you know, I think that's, you know, it has gone not the way we would like it to go. Let's just put it that way. And where they can, you know, obviously, you know, bounce back. And I think obviously having a tough weekend coming up, but I think it's just everything that, you know, they've worked for, whatever is in front of them, they just, you know, they have to execute and be more consistent.
Jabba, at what point does a hiccup in the season, which is what Nebraska's been on, it's been a rough patch, and that's going to happen in baseball. I mean, you see it in the majors, you see it in college, you see it in high school. Whenever you have a long baseball season, hiccups happen, rough stretches happen. At what point does a rough stretch become an actual cause for concern for this team? Has it reached that point with the Husker baseball team yet, where a lull in the season has actually given you cause for concern for what this team can be long term?
No, I don't think it's there, and I wouldn't say it's teetering on that aspect, just because of what they've done this year already. There are the hiccups. I mean, those things happen, right? And I mean, that's just the game of baseball. I mean, it's set up for us to fail anyways. So, but I think too, where it's, they know what's in front of them, and it's just, it's the game of baseball is great, because you got to have a short-term memory, and you can't let it fester, because if then you do, then the hiccup turns into a whole vomit. And now it turns into something worse. And I think the short-term memory of these guys, and I think they have great leaders in the aspect of allowing them to be able to, you know, just not have it be a hiccup and turn into something more. And, you know, that's the ebbs and flows of a season. I mean, that's just kind of the way it is. If we could win every game, we wouldn't be able to talk about anything. So that would be pretty boring for all of us. But yeah, no, I don't. I think this is a stretch where they can really, really learn, and they can grow from it, and what it's going to do, I think, in long term, it's going to make them a better baseball team. And they're going to understand, you know, let's not have this. Let's try and stop it, or let's do something. And whether that's individually, whether that's team-wise, I think this will just make them better in the long term. And they have the opportunity to do it. I mean, it all lies in their hands. And that's kind of what I think it needs to be, having great leaders. But yes, I think this will make them better long term.
It is kind of wild, Jubb, that we're talking like this about a team that has only lost one weekend series all year long. I mean, it happened this past weekend, so it's fresh in the memory, but they've only lost one weekend series and technically only two overall, considering Creighton is a season series. It's different because it's midweek. I kind of evaluate these two things differently, but at the end of the day, that is what the Big Ten is in baseball, and that the Big Ten's not a powerhouse. There's not many chances to show yourself. And whenever you do drop a series and a chance to show yourself, it reflects poorly upon your team to the eventual selection committee. Whenever they're looking at your resume, it's tough in the Big Ten, and that your margins for error are so thin. But that's what I'm trying to balance right now with this team is, on one hand, they've still only lost one weekend series all year long. But on the other hand, it's the Big Ten, and you don't have much room to slip up.
I don't disagree. And I think it becomes magnified because it's kind of came in a stretch where they, you know, they bounced back and forth, and now it's like, okay, here you go. It's like they all kind of happen consecutively. So, and like you said, I think it's magnified in the aspect of it's happened consecutively, and it's fresh in our mind where it's like, let's look at this as a whole, right? Exactly what you said. We've lost one series, and there's not a lot of margin for error, but at the same time, it's like, okay, let's focus on the positives here. Let's focus on the good things that we have going for us. It's not like we're 5-20. Like, you know, there's so many positives that it's just, when it's so fresh in your mind, I think sometimes you focus so much on the negative more so than the positive, and they're still in a good position.
Jabba Chamberlain's with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbal. At what point do you turn the page, go find a new candidate who's up next to go do a job? Or do you keep rolling with who you're dancing with and expect and hope they snap out of it? Because there's been more than one instance where guys in that bullpen haven't done a job. What point do you move on for the good of the team?
I think with what they've obviously, I mean, we're so deep into the season. I think you're kind of seeing everybody that we're going to see. It's just in what role or what capacity are they going to continue to throw? Is it high leverage? Is it to get us through an inning? Is it to give us a little bit of length? I think that's more so the question than anything. I think obviously we've seen the conglomerate of the group of guys that we're going to use. Unless they have somebody on the back burner that's just sitting there that hasn't thrown, I would think that they're obviously all been out there at some point where they're going to have that group of guys. Now it's just going to be, where are they going to use them? Because, you know, they've all had success in certain roles. They've all failed in certain roles. And, you know, that's the game of baseball as well, is you're not going to go out and have a zero every time. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. But I think it's just finding out, like, where they all fit in to get to where they want to go. And I think, obviously, we all have plans of grandeur and high hopes for this team. And I think for them individually, it is kind of just figuring it out. But I think it's not necessarily a move on, but it might be next guy in line.
Well, it's a trust thing, too. I mean, right. who can you trust? Who do you trust? What's Rob's response right now? What's he saying to the pitchers today in practice?
Well, when you watch a game and you see Rob's head going up and down, you know that's not a good conversation on the mound. I can tell you that. I mean, he's getting into you. But I think he's so good at what he does. It's, hey, it happens. Let's move on. Like, it's a new day. You know, let's focus on what we can do. Like, and the only thing we can do is get better every day, because we're not going to, we all don't have good days at the office. I mean, that's just the way it is.
It's awesome when you have a good day. You know?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. It makes you feel a little bit better going to class in the morning. But they literally, I think they're just such in a good place with the guys that are leading them to where it won't fester, and that they'll able to grow and be like, hey, let's learn from this. Like, hey, what did we do good that we can focus on and not harp on all the negative?
It's Jabba Chamberlain with us here on Hail Varsity Radio, talking some Husker baseball. And Jabba, as we look ahead, I don't want to focus too much. It's one baseball game, obviously, during a bad stretch, a really, really rough top of the ninth. I don't think I have to remind Husker fans. So let's look forward, look ahead to what's coming up for this Husker baseball team, because that's what's important to me. Whenever you look at the upcoming weekend, how important do you think it is for this Husker baseball team to get back on track, to stack some wins, to get a series victory against a pretty good baseball team in Maryland? I mean, at what point does this stretch of rough performances have to end before you start getting concerned about what this baseball team actually is?
I mean, I think we're in a good spot, obviously, with Steers coming out on Friday and what he's been able to do for us. I think he puts us in a very, very good position. And to, I guess, put it on his back to be like, hey, here we go. You know what? Let's get this going again. Let's start another win streak. Let's go from here. And he's proven that, obviously, throughout this entire year with his record and what he's done. And, you know, I think it's contagious. I think when, you know, you have a guy like that and what he's done for the team. And I think that just as you go forward and trying to create that another streak and see a guy go out and do what he does. And then it's like, okay, I need to do the same thing. Like, okay, I'm not him, but you know what? Let me go out. And obviously we've seen guys pitch really, really well. And I think that just it grows and it is contagious in the aspect of, if we get it started here, you're only as good as your last game, right? Mm-hmm. Now we got 2 days to be like, all right, now, you know what? This all starts over. We don't have to worry about anything. So I think they're set up to start something good. And obviously Maryland's it's going to be a battle, but I think with having Sears going and getting us out on the right foot, I think we're in a good position.
Jabba Chamberlain's with us. Hail Varsity Radio, thoughts on Nebraska baseball. At what point do you worry about a crisis of confidence, Jabba, with turning the ball over? We think that Sears and McConaughey, we're talking Big Ten and National Pitchers of the Week. Your offense has shown the ability to go off. But when it comes to complimentary baseball, as we wind it down here, it's rarely, at least in this post-10 win stretch, come together for Nebraska. It's just been, okay, if the offense is going off, IEC Kansas, you give up 13. It came together last Saturday where you put up 16-1, but you got an amazing performance by McConaughey. The 1-2 punch Friday, Saturday should be good when you get just enough offense, and then you turn it over to middle relief and bullpen. But the confidence factor, how big is it to have a Will Bolton, Rob Childress, to keep guys strong between the ears? You got to do it, yes, as a player, but you also have to have your coaches / program leaders help keep you in that right headspace.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when it's – you know, when we're talking about how, you know, you just worded it in leaders in the program, because we're still dealing with kids here. We're still mm-hmm. dealing with, you know, them growing and learning not only as young men as baseball players, but as what they want to be in their career. And I think that's the hardest dynamic, and I know it's frustrating. It's like you come out of a game and you don't know what you're going to get. But I think where that comes to is it's the clubhouse and it's the guys believing in one another, where they go to each other at a point, because there's only so much a coach can do. And that's to give them confidence. That's to build them up and be like, hey, we're putting you in these situations because we believe in you. But sometimes you got to look in the mirror and be like, I believe in myself, because I have to be better in myself to make this team better. And I think there's some self analysis of these things. You know, you've got to be able to be like, all right, how do I get better today? What can I work on? I know what I did good, but there's obviously other execution pitches, or was it, you know, pitch sequence, or, you know, how do these things that I need to work on, how do they get better? And I think that's a self analysis thing.
Jabba, we'll catch up again soon. Thanks for a few minutes, man.
You got it. Anytime, guys.